Mark your calendar for the 22nd of October. It's a pretty big deal for my next guest because Catholic Charities West Michigan launched a food truck named God's Roman Kitchen. Not roaming, but Roman. Well, we're going to talk about this extension of God's food, kitchen food and pantry programs and, of course, the focus on the rural activities. Let's talk to both of you about how this is going to happen in your backyard. Good morning to you, God's Kitchen Program Manager Jeff Hoy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Colleen Borrow, God's Kitchen Chef. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You brought pictures of your food.
Absolutely.
Okay, get those pictures out. Jeff, would you talk to me a little bit about the big picture here? Catholic Charities West Michigan doing great things in our area. You're already up and running with your God's Kitchen.
Yes, we're very excited about the launch here we have in a couple weeks. As you know, God's Kitchen downtown serves about 150,000 meals per year to anyone in need. And we do know there is a need, just not here downtown Grand Rapids, but also in our rural communities. Currently, we found that 70% of rural households are food insecure. So we currently got this food truck together to be able to go to other locations to serve food.
And this will happen, will this be kicked off October 22nd?
This will be kicked off October 22nd. We've had a couple soft launches at a couple parishes. We want to make sure we get things perfect when we go. So we're really looking forward to the 22nd.
Great. So let's talk about the food truck named God's Roman Kitchen and bring you into the conversation, Colleen.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to know?
Well, what do you cook well? I mean, what would you have brought if you could have brought? Is that a pasta dish? Salad?
That's actually one of the salads that we make.
Oh.
Our goal is to make the freshest possible food from everything, and we make it all from scratch, from the things that are donated. And we have some wonderful, wonderful partners that donate things.
Really? You actually donate them to God's Kitchen?
God's Kitchen.
Yes, yes. And what is is your role executive chef, like it says
yes,
on your
ma'am.
White jacket?
Yes.
You worked hard for that.
Yes, I did.
So, are you big time available for cooking what's going to be served in the God's Roman Kitchen food truck?
Yes. There's three chefs that work at God's Kitchen, and we're all intimately involved in all of this. So we all work together to create the dishes that will be on the truck and still at God's Kitchen.
Yes. So how will you work? Take me to the week after October 22nd. Does the truck go out every day?
Currently it's going to go out probably twice a week. So it'll go out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have a number of relationships with some communities outside of Kent County, and that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as far out into the diocese as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And is this for lunch only?
It kind of goes back and forth between lunch and dinner.
And are you serving hot meals?
Yes.
Does one pay for the meal?
No, ma'am. There's no qualifying event. Mm-hmm. If you have a need, we'll fill it.
Yes. And do you know exactly where you will be parking so that one can be prepared?
Currently, we're parking in the parking lots of a number of different churches, Catholic churches. And as we expand our relationships, then, you know, obviously we'll have more places to be.
Yes. Do you expect to be busy?
Yes.
Or you wouldn't be doing this. Let's just cut to the chase there. And tell me a little bit, Jeff, about the name of the truck, God's Roman Kitchen. Who came up with that?
You know what? I'm going to take that right back to Colleen because our chefs came up with that idea.
Yeah, we did.
On the white napkin?
Sure.
Yes.
We're just tossing around ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Who will be, will you use volunteers to serve the meals? How else will you be working with this?
Yes, there'll be two chefs that are on the truck. And then volunteers from those churches that we have relationships with, they will help us. So they usually will bring the food into their church or help us with setup, all kinds of things.
Don't you, Jeff, already have, you might have mentioned this, three community meal sites at rural parishes?
Correct. Yes. St. Mary's in Big Rapids, St. Michael's in Remus, and we also have a parish in Greenville.
Wow. And yet I know you are limited on expanding your reach because the site's must have. Colleen, what a commercial kitchen here.
That's why we actually got the truck. So not every site's going to have a commercial kitchen and be licensed, but we are licensed. So we just need a place to pull up to.
And your kitchen is safe.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
certified.
You know, certified and
licensed.
And obviously licensed. Well, if, you know, there's a bomb scare, I know where I'm going. Be fed. How is this being supported financially? Jeff?
We are supported financially through donors and through sponsors, which is something that we're always looking for. Whenever you start a new program, you know it's not going to be it's a startup. It's something brand new. If this is successful, this might be something we want to expand. We're really looking forward to this experience. What's neat about going to these parish sites is some people don't feel comfortable sometimes eating in these congregate meal sites, so they don't come. We don't want them to go hungry. That's why even the chefs came up with the idea of making sure that we have to-go plates so people don't have to stay at these congregate meal sites. They can pick up meals and take them home to their families.
How will you determine what you serve on a given day, Chef Colleen?
It all depends on the donations we receive. We get a lot of things that are fresh and what we have already. So we just go through everything, and I just walk through and decide, okay, this sounds like a wonderful thing to do. And we have all the ingredients.
Very nice.
It's kind of like a backward shopping.
Hmm. Okay. Like you're walking backwards when you shop? Or
no, instead of like having a recipe, you decide all the things. You have all these things. Ooh, I can make that.
I think people do that. Like they'll have four or five items in your refrigerator, and then you'll Google that, and then that'll be your dish.
Sure, you know? Sure.
I got beer and chips. What am I going to do with that?
Have a party.
Talking, talking something serious for sure, helping good lives in our area, thanks to Catholic Charities West Michigan launching a food truck named God's Roman Kitchen, and certainly serving our rural areas. Jeff and or Colleen, whoever wants to answer this, the launch event, is this a community invitation for us to give you a clap?
Absolutely. Everybody's invited. Bishop Okoviak is coming to bless the truck. So anybody can come, get a free meal, and check out the truck. It's really cool.
Yeah. How was the truck, you know, may I ask if it was donated, or did you work on some fundraising
through fundraising, mm-hmm. And asking. We are 2 years into this project, and just getting it off the ground.
Doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, gosh, no.
You also serve Muskegon, mm-hmm. through back into God's Kitchen. You serve families through the Muskegon food pantry?
Yes, we have a food pantry in Muskegon. I want to say we help around 15,000 families per year get a three-day emergency food for their families. We also have a baby pantry. We also have that here in Grand Rapids also, where again, same thing. We're helping families with a three-day supply of baby items, whether that be diapers, wipes, clothes, shoes, blankets, you name anything a toddler or baby might need. Those are available.
How? What's your future? Where do you happen? So after the, are we going to expand even more?
We'll see how it goes. I mean, we have all kinds of plans in our head. If this is successful, we'd love to expand. I think our model is fantastic. Our message is fantastic. If we can expand, we will.
And how did you get to be an executive chef with Catholic Charities, if you would, Colleen?
I've been in the industry for roughly about 30 years. I've been an executive chef for 12. I just came and was going to help for about a week or so, and I fell in love with it.
That's great. All right. Very nice. You have lives to touch, both not only come the beginning of October 22nd, but probably in the next couple hours. So how can, question for you with our goodbyes, Colleen, how can the community help?
Donations, you can always call to volunteer. We love volunteers. We love donations, fresh fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, dried goods. Those are wonderful things to have.
All right. Thanks, guys. Jeff, how do we find out more information?
Go to our website, ccwestmi.org.
Great. Thank you very much. Look for the, what color is the truck?
Lots of colors.
Okay, lots of colors. So I'll
very
recognize.
Bright.
So I'll
if you see it, you'll, it, it's, back, it, yeah. you, it's noticeable.
Okay, thanks to you both for your giving to the community. Jeff Hoy, appreciate you. God's Kitchen Program Manager and Colleen Borrell, God's Kitchen Chef. What a team. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley Irwin. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show live from Art Prize.